This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea indicated it may soon test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. This after the country's leader Kim Jong-un warned he would match U.S. President Donald Trump's threatening words and new sanctions with equally provocative action. On Friday, Kim responded to Trump's U.N. address when he referred to him as a rocket man on a suicide mission and said if forced to defend itself or its allies, the United States would totally destroy North Korea. Kim said that Trump displayed mentally deranged behavior with his threat to destroy a sovereign nation, and he promised to answer Trump's insults with the highest level of hardline countermeasure in history. However, both President Trump's harsh rhetoric and Kim Jong-un's provocative response may also be diplomatic ploys to gain a future negotiating advantage. Bong Yok-shik is with the Yonsei University Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul.
If there's anything, the exchange of blusters may indicate that both sides really want to compel the other side to back down with the assumption that the other side also prefers diplomatic solution to the current situation.
The Trump administration on Thursday also announced new unilateral sanctions against North Korea, and Beijing has supported increasing UN sanctions. British police on Friday have charged an 18-year-old man with attempted murder following the bombing of a London Underground train last week that injured dozens of people. The man, Ahmed Hassan, is reported to be from Iraq. Police say they are continuing their investigations. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online. This is VOA News.